Setting up your day. You're with Dave Trefford on the Weekend Morning Show. News Talk 1010.
NAFTA, look, it's been a terrible deal for the United States. People are starting to see it. We lose over $100 billion a year with Mexico. We lose many, many, many billions of dollars with Canada. Canada doesn't take, they're very restrictive as to taking our agricultural product and other things.
And so the decision was made. Yeah, Donald Trump just throwing numbers out there, complaining about we Canadians and those Mexicans, those people. And so here we are, and we are facing the tariffs, the question as to whether or not what the state of NAFTA is in, and whether or not we're going to have negotiations specifically only with the Americans, or whether there will be a North American free trade agreement at all. Mark Warner is the international trade expert. You hear him from time to time on More in the Morning, and often joins us to offer up insights and some clarification on matters of this. I Mark, it's one of those things where it's easy to get into the weeds, and it's really hard to follow the narrative, especially when it's being driven by Donald Trump, insofar as there isn't anybody, I don't think, that can actually say that the numbers he throws out have any basis in reality. So that it really seriously complicates an already complicated discussion.
I think that's true. I mean, it is a complicated subject on both sides. I mean, Trump is not a detail guy. You know, we've had, that's just the reality. People can scream about it. They're not like it. The Americans voted for him. But there are, there are glimmers of truth in what he said in terms of how you calculate the numbers. But the fundamental problem, I think it's better just to stay away from all of that. The fundamental issue is Trump, at a 64,000-foot level, got elected by saying to people, first Republican to say this, usually Democrats do, that he wants to bring more manufacturing back to the United States. And that's, that's what he's trying to do. And his mechanisms for doing that may be good or bad, it may be successful or not, but that's what he's trying to do with all of these tariffs. And frankly, not just the tariffs themselves, but the threats of tariffs, because, companies, big companies that have to make a decision on what side of the border they're going to locate, at some point when you're making multi-million dollar investments, you basically have to say, it's 25% tariff today on autos. Well, maybe it'll be higher or lower. I just don't know. I think if I'm going to put a new plant, I'll put it in the U.S. And that's what he's betting on. And it's not great for us on our side of the border, but unfortunately, it presents a huge problem because we in a negotiation, right? Because on the one hand, if you basically stand up and assert all your rights, he wins because the threat is enough to change the behavior of companies. And if you give in to it, well, you're giving in to a bully, in which case you feel that the bully will be encouraged to come at you again. So we don't have a lot of great options.
I guess the challenge here is, and back in, I think it was in the newscast, we heard, Mitch McConnell saying, what are we doing here? So even the government, the Congress is standing up on its hind legs saying, stop.
Well, they don't. See, that's the problem, though. That's the problem, David, I think, that Canadians need to realize. It's that they're not, the United States system isn't a parliamentary system, right? So Leader McConnell in the Senate or House Leader Ryan and all of that, saying things, that's interesting, but that's nothing. Neither one of them are going to the floor of the House or the Senate and putting a bill that'll pass by a veto-proof majority. And I think as Canadians, we sometimes put a lot more emphasis on what people say than what they do. McConnell's been pretty clear he's not going to do that. He's not, and they're not going to do that. The Trump is the leader of their party. They're heading into midterms, and the Republicans, who are so cowed by him on everything else, are not about to wage a war with their leader of their party before congressional midterm elections. No matter. So we'll see more of these press releases saying we disagree with what he's doing, we don't like it, we hope he pulls back. But that's a bit of the problem this time around. In the past, we're always dangerous in these games of sort of playing by the last playbook, right? And in the past, when we were dealing with was a president who was relatively free trading and a Congress that was protectionist, the strategy of basically targeting Congress people so that we ratchet it up in their districts, like McConnell comes from Kentucky, so you put tariffs on bourbon, hoping that that'll get him upset and change his mind, or Harley Davidson's from Wisconsin. But the problem this time around is they aren't the problem. The problem is the guy in the White House. And I think we have to try to figure out how to amend our strategy, because I think unless you can tell me, if someone can tell me that McConnell or Ryan are going to introduce a bill, then it's really all meaningless.
I guess the challenge on this, and as it is on other issues around this White House particularly, is it's up to things are happening what appears to based on a whim, and it has such far-reaching effect. So what it tells us is that there's a problem there just because it depends right. on what side of the bed he gets out of or whatever he makes a decision based on. The other problem, though, is that the next president can do exactly the same thing.
Well, again, there's no question the American presidency has a lot of inherent powers that American presidents have chosen not to use, or that some powers have been granted to the president by Congress. A lot of these powers, then these national security tariffs are actually things that the president can't do on his own under the normal American constitutional framework. The problem is that about 50 years ago, Congress granted that power to the president to do just that. That's why I say if either of the American leaders want to basically put a bill before Congress and take that power back from the presidency, then game over. None of them are going to do that. And that's the problem. So we are a bit, it's not completely on a whim. I mean, in all honesty, Trump during the election campaign did say that he was going to put a 25% tariff on autos. So it's not like we didn't hear this before. Part of it is we don't know whether – I think his game is all about leverage in negotiations. And, you know, to be very honest, Canada – and I say this as someone who's been in this game for about 30 years, the trade law game you know, Canada's had a very aggressive position at the negotiating table. We basically have made no concessions. And I think if you're negotiating with a real estate developer who likes to look strong and your position is, we want to talk to you, we have Chrystia Freeland sort of in professor mode, we want to explain to you why all your arguments are wrong, why we shouldn't change anything, that's not going to convince Trump. And at some point, I think we may in Canada have to figure out what can we offer in a trade to make some of this go away. And frankly, the government of Canada hasn't done any of that yet. And, you know, you can say, well, you don't want to do that because he's a bully. You don't want to do that because we don't actually want to change anything, like our supply management on dairy or whatever it is. That's fine. But I think the idea that you're just going to have an intellectual conversation with Trump and have him understand that what he's doing is wrong is, frankly, a bit of wishful thinking.
Short term, even as this sort of works itself out, and presumably it has to at some point, because we just can't continue in that mode of chaos. What's the effect here?
Well, I think the effect will not be huge initially because, you know, we did put these retaliatory tariffs on aluminum and steel, so that'll be canceled out. We'll see some higher prices for some products that have a lot of aluminum and steel. You know, some of the ones where we've imposed the tariffs on, I think, lawnmowers. So if you're importing an American lawnmower, you might pay, I don't know, $40 more for it eventually. So that's a short-term effect. The risk, of course, they say, is investment, that people making new investment decisions will choose to go to the U.S. So we'll see. The Bank of Canada keeps warning that we are seeing less foreign investment coming to Canada since Trump came to power. So those are real short-term risks. So at some point you've got to, and of course the other risk is that it spirals out of control, right? This tit for tat. And so far, I think the question that we have is, you know, we've been focusing on the midterm elections in the U.S. to come up in October and the Mexican election. But right after that, we get into 2019 when we enter a Canadian election. And I guess the question I have after this week is, how will Prime Minister Trudeau respond? You know, with his, you know, he's down in the polls to the Conservatives. He's got, you know, a resurgent left-wing NDP. Does he have the ability domestically to sort of do a deal with Donald Trump? Or does he need to rattle the sabers even further? And that's going to be, I think, something to watch in the short term. Because somehow, if we want to get out of this, we're going to have to do a deal with him. I just don't know that we're in deal-making mode with him. Mm-hmm. And by deal, I mean make concessions.
Yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, then, that election campaign becomes the mandate to make that deal one way or the other. Thanks, Mark.
Great talking to you. Have a great day.
All right, Mark Warner. He is our trade expert. He is an international trade lawyer, and you hear him regularly here on News Talk 1010 as a contributor on More in the Morning. So, yeah, complicated story, but we're watching it here. And how will it affect you? The good news is nothing to worry about, at least today, as far as Mark's concerned.